弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天很欢喜啊。
We rejoice greatly today.
因为这首诗歌提醒我们，我们是个罪人。
Because this song just reminds us who we are, sinners.
如果说我们只单单停在这里的话，实在是很可惜。
And it's miserable if we just stay at this point.
但是加一句，我是个罪人，蒙了最大的恩典。
But here it says, I am a sinner saved by the greatest grace.
改变了我们的命运
and that has changed our fate
改变了我们的道路
and our path
我们最终的结局
and our ending
乃是永远的生命
it's now a chance to be the eternal life
进入神永远的国度
and we can enter into his eternal kingdom of God
那我们想一想我们今天在地上的年日实在是很有限
think about the life we have on earth is very limited
我们受很多的限制
and we are so limited to many things
我们盼望 能够有一个健康的身体
a lot of time we wish to have a healthy body
但是呢很多时候这个病那个病夺走我们的生命
unfortunately sickness do take away our lives
我们盼望有一个很好的生活
and are we nice, we like to have a nice living on earth
盼望有一个很好的工作
a good job
这忽然失业了
but suddenly we may be laid off
或者说家庭出了问题了
or there's problems in our family condition
但是不管怎么样
but doesn't matter what happens
这一切都是暂时的
all these things are temporary
我们今天已经得到那个永远的
we all have received what's everlasting
是永远不会衰残
something that does not see decay
永远不会朽坏
it will not decay
是存到永远
something that lasts forever
神为我们所预备的产业
and that is the inheritance that God has prepared for us
是世界上没有办法换来的
and something this world cannot replace
用地上所有的全世界不能够换来我们天上所要得着的
and whatever is on earth can never replace what we have received that's heavenly
只要这个我们就应当欢喜
We should rejoice greatly just because of that.
可能我们今天在地上没有什么地位。
Maybe we don't have high ranking position.
也没有什么钱。
Neither wealth.
也没有地上人一直所追求的名利。
Nor fame or profit.
但是呢，我们得着天上的。
But we have received what's heavenly.
比地上最高的地位还要宝贵。
Which is more precious than the best thing on earth.
所以今天我要交通一个到底我是谁
this morning I want to share with you who am I
当我是想这个问题的时候我自己也觉得很奇怪
and I felt very amazed when I thought about this topic
这么简单的一个问题还不会啊
and don't you think everybody knows the answer to this simple question
哎，我就发现圣经里面主耶稣也曾经 问他的门徒、啊、
and I noticed also how Jesus asked his disciples before
来我们一起来读哈
let's read it together
在马太福音第十六章
Matthew 16
我们从第十三节念到第十七节
Verses 13 to 17
我们一起来读
Let's read it together
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内就问门徒说人说我人子是谁他们说有人说是施洗的约翰有人说是以利亚又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位耶稣说你们说我是谁西门彼得回答说你是基督是永生神的儿子耶稣对他说西门巴约纳你是有福的因为这不是属血气的指示你的乃是我天上的父指示你的
门徒跟随耶稣有三年多的时间
Disciples followed Jesus for 3+ years
如果你跟随一个人有三年多的时间
If you're with someone for 3 years long
你会对这个人的认识有多少
How much would you know about this person
如果是今天沈弟兄在这里
For example, Brother Paul Shen here
有最认识他的姊妹
And I believe his wife will know him the most
还有弟兄姊妹在中间
and also brothers and sisters here
如果每一个人来论沈弟兄的时候
when we come and say talk about what kind of person Paul is
你会说沈弟兄是怎样的一个人
you may describe him according to your knowledge
而主耶稣在这里门徒跟他一段的时间以后
here after following Jesus for a period of time
好像主耶稣有非常关心人对他的认识
it's like Jesus really cared about how people thought about him
他问了两个问题。
So he asked two questions.
第一个是说，人说我人子是谁。
First question was, who do people say the Son of Man is?
所以这个回答可能就有很多。
Therefore, there are all kinds of answers to that question.
如果今天大家问说神弟兄是谁
，If we say, who do you think Paul is?
可能每一个人的回答都不一样。
We may answer differently.
不管怎么样呢，都会有不同的。
It doesn't matter. Our answer must differ.
所以像这里。有人说他是施洗的约翰。
Here somebody says, "Oh yeah, Jesus, you are John the Baptist."
啊，有人说他是以利亚。
And somebody say you are Elijah.
又是耶利米。
Or Jeremiah.
一个笼统的回答，先知里的一位。
Or just one of the prophets.
但是耶稣不满意这个回答。
But Jesus was not satisfied with that kind of answer.
主耶稣最后问说：“你们说我是谁？”
So lastly, he said, "Who do you say I am?"
今天如果也问这个问题，我们对主的认识是什么
？If Jesus asked the same question to us,
可能你说你是哦，他是耶稣基督，是救主。
We may say, "Oh, you are Jesus the Christ, the Savior."
哦，他可能是弥赛亚。
Or you are the Messiah.
他是旧约里面所预言那位要来的。
And you are the one that's been prophesied in the Old Testament that's to come, the wonderful Savior.
但是今天主要问说，你个人对主的认识是什么
？But Jesus has a question for you today. What is your personal knowledge of me?
如果今天问这个问题，你对主的认识是什么
？If we ask you this question, what is your knowledge about Jesus Christ?
当然，这个认识。
Of course, this knowing of yours.
根据你对他的经历。
Really, is based upon how much experience we have.
如果你对主的经历越多
，If we the more experience we have with the Lord,
你就可以写很多很多。
The more we can elaborate about him.
所以很多人只能够讲，好像讲不出耶稣到底是谁。
Or some people may not be able to describe what Jesus is.
而今天彼得在这里特别讲到他是谁。
And Peter talked about specifically who Jesus was.
他说你是基督啊。
He said, "Oh, you are Christ."
是永生神的儿子。
You are the Son of the Living God.
哇，他就把整个都包括了。
That answer encompasses all conditions.
基督说到他是弥赛亚。
The word Christ talks about the fact that Jesus is the Messiah.
他是神的儿子，他就是神。
Talk about that he is the Son of God. He is God.
他本来就是神。
He was God originally.
但是他却是要来到地上成为基督，要成为救赎主的这一位主。
But he has become the Lord who has become the Savior, the Messiah.
还有耶稣真是欢喜快乐。
So Jesus loved his answer.
如果今天我们对主有这样的一个认识。
If we have a true knowledge about the Lord like that.
如果是你要想一想，当时没有圣经的。
Think about it. At that time, there was a New Testament.
你看一个人。
You just by observing a person.
看主耶稣，他的外表真的不像神的儿子。
And from his outer appearance, he doesn't look like this Messiah.
他说这个圣经说他没有美貌可以叫人羡慕。
And he wasn't handsome.
他甚至于说形容枯槁。
And his appearance was marred.
你怎么看？你从左边看，从右边看，从上面看，从下面看，你都看不出他是神的儿子。
And no matter how you look at him, you cannot tell that he is the Son of God.
甚至于他的出生这么卑微。
Especially from the way he was born, it was very lowly.
他的生活也是非常的贫穷。
And his living was quite poor.
他是靠这些这个寡妇在那里供养他的。
He actually lived on the provision of many women.
他虽然能够行最大的神迹
，Even though he could perform the greatest miracle.
但是他不用这个神迹来过他的生活。
But he never lived on miracles to provide for what he needed.
他宁可叫人这个羞辱他。
He rather be insulted by man.
看不起他。
Or despised by man.
甚至去投靠那些穷寡妇。
He actually relied on the provision of many widows.
所以你从主耶稣整个外表来看，你根本看不出他是神的儿子。
Therefore, if you want to judge whether he is the Son of God, you can't from outward.
所以下面主耶稣就说啊。
Therefore, that Jesus answered Peter.
他说：“西门巴约呢，这不是出于人的。
”He said, "Simon, son of Jonah." This is not revealed by man.
不是从血肉来的。
It's not through the flesh.
乃是我天上的父神所启示的。
But by my Father in heaven.
这个才是我们所要对主的一个真实的认识。
And that is the true knowledge you and I should have about the Lord.
今天我们如果仅仅认识他，只不过是以色列中的一个人的话。
If our knowledge to Jesus Christ is limited to he was just an Israelite.
主耶稣永远不满足。
Then Jesus will never be satisfied.
但是今天我们知道。
But we all know now.
我们是蒙恩的罪人。
We are sinners saved by His grace.
我们怎么可以成为蒙恩的罪人？
And how can you and I become sinners saved by grace?
因为这位耶稣曾经来到地上。
It's all because Jesus has been coming to the world.
他成了我们最亲爱的救主。
And He has become our dearest Savior.
他已经为我们舍命流血。
He gave His life and shed His blood.
哦，今天我们真是欢喜快乐。
Therefore, we can rejoice greatly today.
因为我已经是一个蒙恩的罪人。
Knowing that we are a sinner saved by His grace.
但是我要从这里来说到到底我今天是谁。
And from here we need to know who we are.
我们认不认识我们自己？
Do we truly know who we are?
哎，我们先讲讲这个之前，我们先读一段圣经。
Before we talk about, let's read another passage.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians.
也是很
Chapter 5.
很熟的一段圣经。我们从第十四节念到第十七节。
Verses 14 to 17.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是要叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。弟兄姊妹，人对你的认识有多少？
Dear brothers and sisters, how much do people know you?
你自己对你自己的认识有多少？
And how much do you know about yourself?
我跟我太太已经结婚25年。
I've been married for over 25 years.
应该是26年。
Actually, now it's the 26th year.
你要问我说我对我的太太认识有多少？
If you ask me, how much do you know about your wife?
哎，我发现还有很多我不认识。
And I actually have to confess that there's a lot more I don't know.
虽然经过26年的时间了。
Even though we spent time together for over 26 years.
我们还有很多不一样的地方。
And there's still so many differences between us.
如果是二人成为一体啊。
If the fact that two shall become one.
因为应该是合一的。
That we should be in one.
但是有很多的观念我跟他还是不一样。
But we still have different way of thinking.
还会有争吵。
We still have fight.
因为我实在对她不认识。
Because I don't know her.
如果我真的认识她。
If I truly know my wife.
如果是我照着她的意思，两个就合一了嘛。
If I know her and do according to her will, then we'll be in perfect oneness.
但事实上却不是这样子。
But the fact's not like that.
所以可见我对她还是不认识。
So apparently I don't know her completely.
一直到今天我还要追求认识她。
And I still need to learn to know her more even till today.
所以有时候还要去约会。
So sometimes I have to take her out to date.
带她出去吃饭。
Take her out for dinner.
坐她看一看她。
And so I can take a closer look at her.
昨天呢
？Yesterday.
她去烫头发。
She permed her hair.
她就打电话。
And she made a call to me.
她说：“你们还在开会吗？”我说
：“Are you still in meeting?” I said, "Yes, we're still in meeting."
我说：“你已经烫完了吗？”
I said, "Is you done with your perm?"
哦，他说还没有，还在烫。
I said, "No, still in process."
我说：“你现在怎么样啊？”
So I said, "How is everything now?"
他说：“你说呢？”
She said, "What do you think?"
我说：“你一定很漂亮。”
I said, "Oh, you must look beautiful."
哇，他听见这句话了，好高兴啊！
She was happy to hear that.
对啊，好像刚刚谈恋爱的时候讲这样的话。
Is that this is something you say when you are dating?
一直到今天结婚26年。
But now it's been 26 years since we.
你讲这种话，她还很高兴。
And she still has to hear comments like that from me.
我真的对她还是不认识。
Indeed, I don't know her completely.
对我自己认不认识啊？
Then how about myself? Do I know myself?
哎呦，的确还是不认识。
I have to say no, I don't completely know myself either.
因为有很多的事情我做了。
Because I will do so many things.
我会说惊叹说。
And I'll be amazed.
哎，我怎么会做这样的事情
？So why did I do that?
这是我根本不会想到的事情。
And something doesn't even occur to me in my mind.
这个我对我自己好像还是有冲突啊。
So that I still have conflict within.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有这样的经历。
I don't know, do you have that kind of feeling?
到底我们对自己认不认识？
How much do we know about ourselves?
一个真正认识自己的人，
For someone who truly knows himself,
他是一个最喜乐的人，
Then he will be the most joyful person.
因为没有冲突，
Because then there will be no inner conflict.
但是我发现在地上不可能的。
But I discovered that's impossible.
只有在基督的里面我们才能够真正认识自己。
And we can only know about ourselves when we're in Christ.
除非我们认识这位创造我们的神。
Unless we know of our creator God.
从神创造我们的心意和目的的里面，
Come to know from his heart of creation.
我们才能够真正认识到底我是谁。
Then we can truly know who we are.
为什么父母亲对他的儿女是那样的接纳？
And why would parents always are so acceptable about their children?
因为他们有生命的关系。
Because there is a relationship of life.
如果没有这个生命的关系，
If they don't have this relationship of life,
我们父母亲不会对自己的儿女那样的爱。
And our parents won't care about us as much.
不管我们外面的情形怎么样，
It doesn't matter what's our manifestation.
有的人长得很漂亮，
Some may be born handsome or beautiful.
有的人真的是长得很丑，
Some may be not so good looking.
但是不管美丽或者是丑，
But it doesn't matter how we look.
都是神所创造的，
It's all created by God.
有一次我在台湾坐公车的时候，
One time I was on a bus in Taiwan.
我就看见有一个母亲抱着她的一个孩子，
carrying the son of hers.
可能才一两岁、啊、
Maybe the child was one or two years old.
所以我看到这一幕情景的时候，
And when I saw them together,
真的直到今天还没有忘记、啊、
I still remember it vividly even today.
因为这个孩子呢，长得实在是很丑，很丑。
Was really ugly.
因为他那个有兔唇。
Because his lips was a lack of piece.
这个前额是凸出来的。
And his forehead was pointy.
这个脸是这个样子的
And a very odd shape of face.
但是我就看见这个孩子，这个跟这个母亲跟这个孩子。
But when I saw this mom with her child,
啊，他就抱一抱，然后就跟他笑笑。
She was playing with him and smile at him.
好像周围的人他都看不见了。
She did not even notice people around her.
然后他就看见这个孩子是世界上最美丽的一个孩子。
It's like she only saw this child and that's the most beautiful child in the world.
所以儿女不管长得怎么样，
So it doesn't matter how we look like.
在父母亲的心目中，儿女永远是最美丽的。
In the heart of their parents, they are always most beautiful.
因为有一个生命的关系。
Because there is this relationship of life.
今天我们在神的面前。
Therefore, when we are in the eyes of God.
不管我们是聪明或者是笨的。
It doesn't matter maybe we're smart or dumb.
不管是我们是美丽或者是丑陋。
Beautiful or ugly.
或者是 handsome 或者是很英俊，或者是。很平常。
A very handsome or very ordinary.
但是不管怎么样，我们都是神所创造的。
It doesn't matter. We all are created by God.
我们都是神所爱的。
We're all loved by God.
所以今天我们要认识，从神的话语的里面来认识我们自己。
Therefore, we need to know about ourselves from the Word of God.
而我们要认识自己，我们必须要先认识两种。形态的认识。
In order to know ourselves better, we gotta know there are two kinds of knowing.
一个是外面的认识。
One is external knowing.
一个是里面的认识。
Another one is the internal knowing.
所以保罗说，从前我们是凭外貌。
That's why Paul used to say we used to judge people by appearance.
外貌就是指着外面看得见的这些。
Appearance means things you can see with your eyes.
我们今天所看见的都是我们的外貌。
And all we can see now are each other's appearance.
世界上的人都是凭外貌认人。
And that's the worldly point of view.
如果是有两个来找工作。
For example, if two people came for a job interview.
如果你是一个老板。
And you are the boss.
哦，你看见一个很聪明。
One looks very intelligent.
又是长得英俊。
And handsome.
这个头脑非常的灵活。
And very intelligent.
如果是有另外一个跟他的程度都差不多的。
And if another person comes with the same level of knowledge and
appearance. 但是长得不是太好看。
However, wasn't as good looking.
你要选什么？
Who will you choose?
我们教会有一个这个年长的姊妹叫龙姊妹哈。
And there was a senior sister in our Culver City Church. Her last name is Long.
她从前在 在台湾的时候是一个小学的校长。
She used to be a principal of elementary school.
她是师大附小的校长。
And was a very famous school.
那个学校大家都要进去的。
And that's a school everybody strives to get in.
结果她就跟我讲到她怎么去选她的这个老师啊。
So she told me how she chose teachers for her school.
然后她就给我几个条件。
So she gave me all these requirements.
她说一定要很聪明。
First, gotta be smart.
另外最后呢，他说他要长得很英俊，
他
觉得很美丽，所以一站在这个教室的面前就很受吸引，这样。
So that they will get students' attention when they're in the classroom.
我就跟他开玩笑。
So I joke with her.
我说我这个够不够资格
？Will I qualify?
他就东看西看的。
She looked me around.
他说你一定第一个被选上。
I will choose you first.
我们今天很容易凭着外貌。
It's very easy for us to pick people according to appearance.
但是保罗说，我们从今以后不再凭外貌认人。
But here Paul says we used to do that, but we no longer do that now.
外貌的认识。
The knowledge of based upon appearance.
常常是被欺骗的。
It's very deceitful.
但是里面的认识才是真认识。
Only the knowledge about this inner person.
所以在这里有两种的一个认识的方法。
Therefore, there are two ways to know a person.
今天在教会中最大的难处是什么？
What is the greatest challenge in church today?
就是凭着外貌认人。
Which is we will recognize people according to their external.
保罗启示另一种认识。
And yet, Paul is telling us there's another kind of knowledge.
是在基督里面的一个认识。
Which is, we shall pick people according to their in Christ.
他说，若有人在基督里。
He said, if anyone is in Christ.
他就是新造的人。
And he is a new creation.
另外一个认识是新造的人。
So this knowledge is based upon the creation.
今天我们对人的认识到底是凭着外貌还是凭着里面？
Knowledge about people, are we based upon external appearance or their inner condition?
Oh, 如果是我们凭着外貌的话
if we judge people according to their appearance,
我们这个真的就会有很多的选择
and then we'll make all these choices.
但是今天我们有另外一个生命
however, you and I have another life now,
就是新造的生命
that is the new creation.
而这个生命永远是最美丽的
and this is the most beautiful life.
今天教会很多的问题出在哪里
and what's the cause of many problems in God's church today?
都是凭着旧造来认识
is that we try to choose people or judge people according to old creation.
我们要看每一个人都是最美丽的。
Actually, we should regard everyone in Christ as beautiful.
如果是我们凭着里面这个新造来彼此相待的时候
if we accept one another based on the fact that we are all new creations,
没有一个人是你不喜欢的
then we will like everybody here.
每一个都是最美丽的。
Everybody will consider most beautiful in our eyes.
到底我们是谁？
So who we are actually?
怎么对自己有一个真实的认识
and how can we truly know ourselves?
所以如果是我们要认识自己
so in order to know ourselves indeed
我们必须认识这位创造主
then we need to know about this creator
除非我们认识这位创造主
only if we know him well
我们永远不会认识自己
can we really know about ourselves
因为只有那位创造我们的主最认识我们
because only the God who creates us knows ourselves the most
如果是你要认识一本书
in order to really know about a book
你必须要认识那个作者
then you gotta know the author
我记得在以前在台湾读书的时候
when I was a student in Taiwan
我不是很喜欢背东西啊
and I didn't like to memorize things
特别是那个国文啊
especially Chinese
哎呀每一次都要默写 好辛苦
it's a torture for me to memorize the content of the book
但是每一个课文之前呢都有对这个作者的一个简介
and in each chapter they will have this introduction about the author of this chapter
这个是一个关键
and that's a key point for me
如果是你对这个作者有一点认识
if I come to know the author a little bit better
如果你对这个作者的他写这一篇文章的那个心情或者说那个环境都有一点认识的时候
I have better knowledge about why he wrote this and the background at the time
哎，你对那个课文就比较容易这个领会
for me to understand the contents of that chapter
所以今天我们要认识我们的主
and in order to know our Lord
只有当我们真认识主的时候我们才能够认识自己
because only by knowing him well we can know ourselves well
第一个我们要认识 我们是神所创造的。
First of all, we gotta know that we are created by God.
而且是创造中最甚好的创造。
And we are the masterpiece of His entire creation.
哦，当我们看见在创世纪那里说到。
When we read in the book of Genesis,
我们是照着神的形象和样式。
We know that we were created according to His image and likeness.
而且因着我们人被创造之后啊。
And after we are created,
整个宇宙万有成为最美丽的一个创造。
And we have become the most beautiful part of entire creation.
所以当人被创造之后啊。
Therefore,After we were created,
神就说神看这一切都是甚好、啊、
God said he regarded all these things as good.
所以 在神的心目中我们被造是最好的。
Therefore in the heart of God that we were the best thing that he has created.
不管你今天长得怎么样，
It doesn't matter how we look.
在神的眼中我们是最好的。
In his eyes we were the best creation.
因着人的被造，
And because of our creation,
万有都成为最美丽的。
The whole creation were perfected.
也因着人的被造。
And also because of the creation of man,
神的心得到安息了。
God's heart entered into rest.
所以第七天的时候，神就歇了他一切的功了。
That's why he rested all his works on the seventh day.
哦，神的心得到满足了。
He was content.
所以人的被造是带进神的安息。
Therefore, you and I's creation brought in his rest.
哦，这一个地位何等的荣耀。
How honorable that position is.
我们永远要从神的话语来认识我们自己。
Therefore, we really need to know who we are through the words of God.
我们就能够欣赏我们的自己。
Then we can learn to appreciate ourselves.
哦，你欣赏每一个人。
And also appreciate other people.
你不要从他的外貌来认识他。
Don't try to know a person from their appearance.
你要从他是神所创造的。
But from the fact that he was created by God.
但神所创造的真的是太奇妙。
And God's creation is marvelous.
我们今天看不见的部分有很多。
And there are so many things that's invisible to us.
我们所能看见的只是一个外面外壳。
What we can see are just the shells.
在我们的里面有什么五脏肺腑这些。
And all the inner organs.
这个在神的这个创造里面真的是太美丽了。
It was beautiful in God's creation.
如果你是一个医生啊，
If you are a doctor,
或者是你是一个这个管机器的，
Or you're a magnetician,
你就看见每一个部分都是连起来的。
And you will notice all these creations were well connected.
而且连得这么恰到好处、啊。
And it was done in a perfect way.
哎呀，我有一次我不知道是在一篇文章还是在一个收音机里面听到。
Either I heard from the radio or I read an article about this.
他说一部车子。
They mentioned about the creation of a car.
他说有好几万个 parts 连在一起。
It's composed of tens of thousands of parts.
他有的是用管子，有的是用铁，就整个连起来。
It's connected to all these different materials.
他说当整个连起来的时候，车子就非常。这个情形就非常好。
When all these parts put together, the machine will run well.
他说只要在某一个部分出了问题。
And as long as one little part had a problem.
或者电路中间出了一个问题。
Or any problem with the electricity or wiring.
或者是这个燃料系统中出了问题。
Or the fuel injection system had a problem.
你可能是最名贵的车子。
You may be the most expensive car.
那你发不动就是发不动。
But you will not be able to start the car.
你虽然在那里怎么发动，这个油进不来就是进不来。
If the injection has a problem, you will not be able to turn on the open.
同样的，我们今天这个身体啊。
Same way, our physical body.
里面实在说有太多的系统是我们不是很认识的。
And there are so many systems that's invisible to us and beyond our knowledge.
哦，神的创造太美丽了。
And God's creation is beautiful.
我们要欣赏这个。
We have to learn to appreciate what we have.
我们要欣赏我们自己是神所创造的。
Appreciate the fact that we are God's creation.
当我们真认识这一个最伟大的创造的时候。
When we truly know this greatest creation.
我们真的是要赞美神了。
Then we will praise him for that.
这个八月份的时候。
In past August.
我去参加一个旅游。
I went on the tour.
到这个。Yellowstone.
To Yellowstone.
哇，这看见那个景观真的是太美丽。
And it's such a beautiful scene.
哇，所有的人都在那里赞叹说，真是太伟大。
Everybody in the tour was praising. Wow, this is magnificent.
每一个人都拿着照相机啊，录影机在那里照。
We're busy taking down through the video camera.
但是当我在那欣赏的时候
and while I walked around and preached,
是的这一宙万有实在是太美丽
I was amazed the beauty of this creation
我们今天所看见的只不过是一部分而已
but we can see just a small part of God's work
我们不是太空我们不能到天上去
we're not astronauts we cannot fly to the space
如果你到天上去了
if we are able to
你发现更伟大
and then you'll see even more magnificent sight
所以第一个到月球的那个阿姆斯壮
so Armstrong who landed on moon the first
他是一个基督
He was a Christian.
当他到月球上的时候
So when he was in the space,
他把这个诗篇第十九篇了
He could not help but recite Psalms 19.
他就在那里读啊
He read out loud.
当他在那里读的时候，他真是感受到神的伟大
While he was reading it, he truly sensed the greatness of our God.
改变了他的生命
And that experience changed his life.
所以当他从天上回到地上的时候
So when he returned to earth.
他把这个太空人的这个职分丢掉了。
He resigned from being an astronaut.
他要侍奉神。
He wanted to serve God instead.
因为他发现神实在是太伟大。
Because he discovered that God is indeed the great.
能够侍奉这位荣耀创造的神。
If I can serve this honorable creator God.
比侍奉这个做太空人还要好。
That's much better than to be an astronaut.
所以今天我们要认识神在我们身上的创造。
Therefore, we gotta know the creation God has made.
是的宇宙万有已经够伟大了
Yes, the entire creation is magnificent
但是人的被造比所有一切万有的还要伟大
But the creation of man and woman is greater than the creation of all others
神说是甚好啊
Because God said this is good
哎，我们今天要认识我们的自己
Therefore we gotta know who we are
所以你不能够轻看自己
Therefore do not look down on yourself
你也不要轻看别人
Neither despise other people
因为每一个人都是神所创造
Because God created each one of us
我们要从神的眼光来欣赏每一个人
So learn to appreciate each other from the eyes of God
不管他的鼻子长得怎么样
Don't judge the shape of a person's nose
或者是他的眼睛是眯眯眼
Or the size of a person's eyes
或者是有的人长得很高像上升弟兄
or the height of a man like
有的是很矮的
or some are petite
但是一切都是神所创造
but all were created by God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters
我们是谁
who are we
我们是神伟大的创造
we are the great creation of our God
单单这一个我们就可以把赞美感谢归给他
and we should praise him just based upon this fact
哦，有时候你到那个Yosemite 的时候
If you go visit Yosemite National Park
你看见那个树这么大
You see the size of those gigantic trees
哇那个时候我们有一班弟兄姊妹去
Once several of us visit that place
正好在那主日我们就在那聚会
And we have worship on Sunday morning there
哎我们就唱这个你真伟大
So we sing the song How great thou art
哇每一个人都用最大的声音来唱
We sing with loudest volume
因为你再大的声音还是没有办，还是太小了。
Yeah, because no matter how loud we try to sing, it still sounds very low.
宇宙实在太大了。
Because the universe was truly great.
真的，我们看见这一切的时候，我们发现神真的是太伟大。
When our eyes are open, we truly sense His greatness.
但是呢，我们却是忽略了我们自己，更是最更伟大的创造。
We ignore the fact that we are an even greater creation of God.
第二个。
Second thing.
说到我们是神。独特独一的创造
And we are the unique creation of God
每一个人都不一样、啊、
Everyone's different
哎，有时候我以前常常会异想天开、啊、
Sometimes I have this crazy idea
我很想在这个宇宙当中、啊、
And I try to do in this entire universe
从开始有人类一直到今天
On the beginning of humankind till today
我很想找到我的另外一个很像我的人
I try to find another who looks exactly like me
可不可能
Is it possible?
不可能
No way
因为我是独特的
Because I was made to be unique
你也是独特的
So are you
没有一个人能够像你一样
No one is made exactly the same as the other
你也不会像别人
And you won't be like others either
虽然今天有很多那个双胞胎、啊、
Even though they are twins
外面好像很像
Who look alike from outside
我们家有两只狗、啊、
We have these two dogs at home
那个狗是 American Eskimo
And they're American Eskimos
两个怎么看怎么都差不多
They really look alike from outside
我记得刚刚来美国的时候
I remember when I first came to this country
一个最最大的一个难处、啊、
The greatest difficulty
就是分辨黑人
was trying to differentiate among black people
还有每一次看见黑人好像都一样、啊、
They all look the same to me
哇经过很长的时间我才慢慢分辨了
And after a long period of time I was able to differentiate
我就像看那个狗一样同一类的狗真的分不出来的
It's like I was looking at my puppies at home. I couldn't really tell from each other.
我会发现这个狗看我们也差不多都是一样。
I think probably we all look the same to them too.
实在是很不容易啊。
And it wasn't easy.
因不管怎么样。
But doesn't matter.
我们每一个人在神的创造都是独特的。
We are all unique when God created us.
没有一个人像你。
No one is exactly the same as we are.
这就是神奇妙的。创造
And that is what we call the marvelousness of God's creation.
虽然同一位父母亲生的
Also, kids are born out of the same parents.
每一个孩子都不一样
But they don't look alike.
我记得有一年那个夏令会
And one summer conference.
有两个人的名字是一样的
And there are two people who came with the same names.
一个叫江明磊
One is 明磊江
一个叫孙明磊
The other one is 明磊孙
我们认识江明磊他是男的
We know 明磊江 is a brother
我们不认识那个孙明磊是女的
But 明磊孙 is a sister
所以排宿舍的时候就排他们排在那个男生宿舍里面
We made the dorm arrangement We put them together in the same room
他们一来的时候就觉得很奇怪
So they were really shocked when they were arriving the camp
他说我怎么摆在男生宿舍
The sister said how come you put me in the brother's dorm
后来才发现原来名字一样不一定是一样的人
So we knew that even though they have the same first name doesn't mean they're of the same sex
今天我们要知道我们是独特的
We gotta know that we are unique
虽然很像但不一样
We may be alike but we're not exactly the same
每一个人都不一样的
Everyone is different in their own way
所以如果你不在的话在神的眼中就是不完全
Therefore if one of us is lack then it's not perfect in the eyes of God
每一个人都是独特的
Everyone is special
所以我们要知道我们在神的眼中是独特特别的
We gotta know we are very special and very unique in the eyes of God
我们不要想不要跟别人相比较
Don't try to compare with others
你常跟别人比较你永远是受最痛苦的。
The more you do the comparison with others, the more suffering you will be.
还有今天父母亲最大的难处、啊。
And the greatest difficulty among parents nowadays.
或者说夫妻中间很多的难处、啊。
Or among couples.
都是在那里比较。
Is that we try to compare.
哎，你不像那个张先生、啊。
How come you're not like Mr. Zhang?
你怎么不像那个梁姊妹、啊、
Or you're not like Sister Liang.
你看她又这么会翻译、啊。
Look, she can translate.
她又是这么。这么温柔，
是
这样一比较，哎，心里面好难过。
And so when you try to compare with other people, you suffer.
我承认，我姊妹也常常把我跟别人比较。
My wife likes to compare me with other guys too.
我说你就嫁给他算了。
Sometimes I say, why don't you marry the guy?
中国人的成语真好。
And it's well said in your Chinese idiom.
他说人比人怎么样？气死
The more you try to compare, the more depressed you become.
你不要跟别人比较。
So don't try to compare with other people.
你不要把别人跟别人比较。
And don't compare people with other people.
你不要把别人跟你比较。
Neither compare others with yourself.
你永远跟不能跟他比的。
Because you are not the same.
因为你是独特的。
Because you are unique.
不是站在同一个地位上来比的。
We're not being born to be put to prison in a comparison.
以前我读初中的时候
When I was in junior high
有一个同学个子矮矮的
There was this guy kind of petite in size
但是他头好大一个
But he had this big size head
但是好聪明哦
So he was really smart
但是有一个呢长得很英俊
And another guy was really handsome
但是笨笨的
But not so smart
哎，我有时候我在想
Sometimes I thought
如果这两个我要选的话
yeah, If I need to pick from one of them
我到底要成为哪一个
Who do I rather to become
做一个聪明这个长得很不好看还是长一个聪明的长一个很英俊不聪明的人
To be smart but petite or to be handsome but dumb
你到底要选哪一个？
Which one you rather be?
感谢主，不用选。
Thank God, I don't need to make a choice.
因为神所拣造成我这个样子最美丽。
Because God has made me the way I should be.
所以有时候我在想一件事。
So I think this all the time.
我们有一次读在那个读哥林多前书第十五章。
When we were reading 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
说到人复活之后啊。
They talk about after resurrection.
到底在天上我们到底是像什么？
What do we look like?
因为有的人很年轻就死了。
Because some people die at young age.
有的是壮年的时候死的。
Some at a middle age.
有的是老年的时候死。
Some at the old age.
哎，老年的时候真是不好看哦。
And when we reach old age, we our appearance.
这个头发已经光了。
We will lose most of the hair.
这个皱纹一大堆。
And it will be so wrinkly.
那我就想说，如果是到天上，我到底要做老人，做老人还是要做年轻？
Sometimes I wonder, should I be in the old image or younger people's image when I go to heaven?
很多人有这个问题啊。
And a lot of people probably bear the same question.
感谢主，哥林多前书第十五章解决这个问题。
But I thank the Lord, First Corinthians chapter 15 solved this problem.
他说在天上有灵性的身体。
And they say once in the heaven is all spiritual body.
是一个被改变的身体。
And it's a body that's been transformed.
你不要怕，你到天上你不会老的。
Don't worry, you won't look too old in heaven.
你所看见的是最美丽的。
Whatever we're gonna see will be the most beautiful being.
不管你几岁离开这个世界。
It doesn't matter at what age we depart from.
在天上荣耀的身体啊。
Yeah, in heaven there is this glorious.
最美丽的身体。
The most beautiful bodies for us.
所以今天我们要知道我们是独特的一个人。
We need to know we are unique.
不要跟别人相比。
Don't try to compare with others.
我们只有在主面前享受神所创造最独特的。
But just enjoy this uniqueness God has made upon us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天在地上是一个罪人。
We are sinners in this world.
这是我们永远的身份。
And this will not change.
你再怎么努力，你还是不能改变这个身份。
And no matter how hard we try, we will always be a sinner.
世界上多少的宗教。
And there are so many religions in this world.
一个目的就想要改变自己。
They all share one purpose to improve ourselves.
想要借着修养变成更好的一个人。
Shall do something to make ourselves better.
但是我们感谢赞美主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们在主的面前是一个罪人，但是蒙了恩典。
We are all sinners in His eyes, but we are sinners saved by grace.
今天我们要持守住这个身份。
Therefore, this is our position.
今天不管你的恩是有多大。
It doesn't matter how great is the grace.
不管你今天在教会中的服事的地位有多高。
Or your position in God's house.
我们永远不要忘记，我是个罪人，蒙了主恩。
You'll never forget the fact that we are all sinners.
今天很多人的跌倒
a lot of people fall,
因为从这个身份离开了
because they depart from this position as a sinner.
以为你读圣经读多一点
some people may be proud because they read Bible more.
以为你 读圣经读得很好
or know Bible better.
或者说你能够服侍别人更多
or they thought they can serve people well.
哦，别人从你身上得到很大的帮助
especially when people got help from your service.
你就成为一个圣人
Then we might thought that we are sinners.
不要忘记，我们永远是个罪人。
Don't ever forget the fact that we are all sinners.
如果不是恩典托住我们，没有一个人可以站得住的。
Without His grace sustaining us, no one can stand.
我们看见多少有名的这个属灵人。
There are so many famous spiritual giants.
或者说这个有名的传福音者。
Or I should say famous evangelists.
哇，他们的工作实在是大。
Yes, they have great work.
他们觉得说他们真是 somebody.
They may think that themselves to be somebody.
因为他们离开了，他们是一个罪人。
Then they have departed from the position, realized they were sinners.
你离开这个身份。
Whenever we depart from that position,
你跌倒跌得非常的可怕。
Then we will fall into a deep.
我们都知道 Jimmy Swagger、Jim Baker 这些。
We all know the stories about Jimmy Swagger or Jim Baker.
这不是我们在这里提说他们的事情。
We're not here to criticize them.
我们乃是要从他们身上得到一个见解。
But we want to see them as a warning.
甚至有的人说，哎，我找不到弟兄姊妹来交通。
And some may even say, you know, I can't even find a brother or sister to share.
哎，没有人可以跟我交通。
No one can share with me.
觉得说自己这是高高在上。
Because they thought they were so high up.
今天我们不要忘记，我们只不过是罪人。
Don't ever forget that we are merely sinners.
像诗歌所说，我这是我的身份。
Just like the song says, this is my life story.
不管你在怎么追求，
it doesn't matter how hard we pursue them.
你的恩赐再怎么大，
and no matter how great our gifts are.
或者说你的工作有多大，
and no matter how great our work is.
但是不要忘记，我们只不过是罪人，蒙了最大的恩典。
Don't ever forget the fact that we are just sinners saved by a great grace.
我们要守住这个地位，
and this will always be our position.
这是我们。我主给我们的一个地位，
and this is from the Lord.
这个地位叫我们能够谦卑，
and this will humble us.
这个地位叫我们一直受教，
and then we'll have a teachable heart.
这个地位叫我们一直能够被神使用，
and then we can be continuously used by God.
我们今天要认识我们自己是谁，
so we gotta know who we are.
我们在神的眼中实在是个罪人。
We are just sinners in the eyes of God.
但是神拯救了我们。
But God has saved us.
这个拯救改变了我们的命运。
And this salvation has changed our fate.
但是神的救恩不能够改变我们罪人的地位。
And this salvation cannot change the fact that we are sinners.
只能够增加我们是一个蒙恩的罪人。
But it only makes it even more vivid that we are sinners saved by grace.
甚至到天上的时候。
And when we go to heaven one day.
我们还是承认说我是个罪人，蒙了最大的。
We shall all confess that we are sinners saved by God's grace.
我们里面要充满了感谢。
We shall be full of thanksgiving.
真的，我们在地上算不得什么。
Indeed, we may be nothing in this world.
如果不是神拯救我们，
but without His salvation,
我们的结局是灭亡啊。
Our ending would have been perishment.
我们没有办法脱离那个永远的审判和死亡。
We can never be delivered from the eternal death and judgment.
但是今天。已经改变了。
But now everything is changed.
我们今天成了蒙恩的罪人。
We have become sinners saved by grace.
下面我们要说到我们是一个新造的人。
And lastly, we are new creation.
哦，新造的人是太荣耀的一个新造。
And this is such a glorious creation.
虽然旧造甚好。
Yes, indeed, the old creation was good.
但是已经被罪恶败坏了。
But it's being stained by sins.
今天如果神的恩典离开我们，
so if God's grace departs from us,
我们的本相实在是很可怕。
And our true condition is dreadful to look at.
但是今天我们要看见我们是新造。
But now we need to know that we are His new creation.
我们要从新造里面来欣赏我们的弟兄姊妹。
We need to learn to appreciate our brothers and sisters.
每一次看的时候，要从新造的眼光来看。
Every time when we see each other, see from the fact that we are the new creation.
我们彼此接纳的时候，要从新造里面彼此。
And we shall accept each other because we're all new creation.
因为如果你从旧造来看弟兄姊妹。
Because if you try to look at people from the fact that we were old creation,
你所看见的都是缺点。
We'll see nothing but shortcomings.
你总是从你自己的优点看别人的缺点。
We'll always try to see from our good points to the bad points.
你不会去欣赏别人。
We will not be able to appreciate other people.
但是如果你从新造的里面。
But if we try to see each other from the point of view of new creation,
哦，每一个人都是那样的美丽。
Then you will say, oh, everyone is beautiful.
这才是我们真正的创造。
And this is where we are, the new creation.
因为旧事已经过去了。
Because the old creation is gone.
今天神看我们是看我们是他的新造。
When God sees us today, He sees us as new creation.
今天神接纳我们乃是从新造的里面来接纳我们。
And God accepts us as the new creation.
我们今天在神的面前都是最美丽的。
Therefore, we are all the most beautiful in His eyes.
下面我们要说到我们是身体中的一个肢体。
And all we all need to know that we are members of a body.
在一个身体的里面，我只不过是一个肢体。
And we are just members that belong to one body.
我们再怎么重要。
It doesn't matter how important we think we are.
我们是在这个身体的里面。
We are in the same one body.
可能我们觉得说我根本不重要。
Maybe you thought, oh, I'm really not important.
但是你还是身体中的一个肢体。
But you're still a member of this body.
所以不能够缺少你。
The body needs you.
你再怎么重要，你也不是太多的。
And maybe you're important in the body, but you are not the most important.
今天我们要看见我们在身体里的一个地位。
We need to know that our position as a member of the body.
肢体永远是为着身体活着的。
And the members live for the purpose of the entire body.
一个肢体一离开身体，它的所有的功用都失掉了。
When a member departs from the body, it loses its function.
今天不要觉得说我实在是很重要。
Therefore, don't think that I am important.
Oh, 我 如果我这个肢体不在这个身体上，
and if this body is without me,
这个身体就不完全。
And the body is imperfect.
的确是这样。
Yes, on one hand it is true.
但是另外一方面，
But on the other hand,
我们不要觉得说我非常的重要。
Don't overly emphasize our importance in the body.
不要超过你应该站的位置。
Don't regard yourself more than you should have regarded.
这个这个医学上说到。
Medical term.
它是这个癌症啊。
And medically speaking,
这个癌细胞啊。
When it talks about cancer cells,
因为长得太多了。
Because it generates rapidly,
超过它该长的细胞啊。
At a speed faster, more, faster than it should have.
变成坏的。
Therefore, cancer cells become troubled cells.
我们在身体的里面不要看自己看得太重。
Therefore, do not regard ourselves more importantly than we should have.
我们要看自己看得合乎中道。
But should regard ourselves properly in the body.
是的，我们每一人都很重要。
Yes, each one of us is important.
也不要重要到一个地步超过别人的。
But make sure we are not overly emphasize our existence.
而且肢体永远是为着别人活着的。
And always remember the purpose of us being a member is for other members.
没有一个肢体是为自己活着的。
No one should live for themselves.
每一个肢体都是为着别人。
Every member lives for other members in the body.
而别人也是为着我活着。
And other members live for me too.
这个就是身体的美丽。
And that is the beauty being in the same body.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们是基督的身体。
We are the body of Jesus Christ.
今天要看见我在这个身体中的地位。
Therefore, to see our position in this body.
你不能没有，我也不能没有。
We need one another.
真的每一个肢体都很重要。
Every member is important.
每一个肢体都不能缺少。
And no one should be lack.
我记得有一个姊妹长得很好看。
I remember there was this Christian sister. She was beautiful.
真的是长得很好看。
She indeed was beautiful.
但是呢，她耳朵缺了一块。
But she missed a piece in her ear.
哎，就觉得真是我们讲的美中不足。
It's like you feel it just imperfect because of that lack.
在神的眼中，美基督的身体最美丽的。
And in the eyes of God, the body of Christ is the most beautiful thing.
如果少了前孔弟兄啊，
If the body of Christ is without body of Christ,
你就觉得说好像少了什么一样。
You feel that we are still not complete.
哎，有时候一个弟兄姊妹出去一段时间的时候，
Or sometimes our brother sister travel afar.
哎，我们常常会很想念。
We will miss them very much.
就是你不在，好像我们就是若有所失啊。
It's like we are not complete without you being here.
是的，就是这样。
Yes, it should be the case.
你不要看你自己不重要。
Don't think you are not important in the body of Christ.
你不要觉得说我是少一个我没有什么关系。
Don't think it's okay if I'm absent.
少一个就真的不完全。
No, then we are imperfect because we're absent.
因为多了你一个就完全了。
With your presence, we'll be made perfect.
我们要彼此尊重。
And we need to respect each other.
我们在基督的身体的里面一同被建造。
That we can be built up together in the body of Christ.
最后我要讲到我们活在地上的目的是什么。
Lastly, the purpose of our living on earth.
到底我存在这个地上的目的是什么。
What is the purpose for me being here?
是荣耀神。
It's to glorify God.
见证神。
To witness God.
什么叫做荣耀神。
What does it mean to glorify God?
让神彰显出来。
It's to let God be seen through me.
哎，我记得当我这个大女儿初中毕业的时候，
When my oldest daughter graduated from junior high,
我真的体会到什么叫做荣耀。
I truly feel what it means to be glorified.
感谢主，那个时候她成绩很好。
I thank God she was doing well in school.
她得了十几个奖啊。
She received like tens of awards.
这个她因为她又是学音乐的，她弹琴了，所以她很多奖，大大小小。
And because she learns to play piano, she received so many awards in school.
哦，她得到那个时候是布希的那个总统奖。
She received the president's award.
哎，我姊妹在旁边哦。
And my wife next to me.
哇，她脸光真的脸发光啊。
You could tell her confidence was shining.
啊，她觉得好荣耀啊。
And she felt so glorified.
因为她有一个女儿是这样子的。
Because of her daughter.
真的是她觉得很骄傲。
She was so proud.
那个时候我就体会到什么叫做荣耀神。
That's the time I sense what does it mean to glorify God.
当我们满足神的心意的时候，
Is that when we satisfy His heart.
神从我们身上得到荣耀。
When God receives glory from us.
神从我们身上 脸发光了。
His countenance will also shine.
所以很多时候
，Therefore many times，
神做一些事情
，God will do things，
好像医治病人啊。
For example, God heals the sick.
圣经常常就这样一句。
And you see, Bible often says，
众人就把荣耀归给神。
After the healing, all gave God the glory.
因为在那里彰显神到底是怎样的一位。
Because that healing miracle manifests what kind of God we have.
什么叫做荣耀神？
So what does it mean to glorify God?
神从我身上的作为彰显出来。
Is that God can be seen through my deeds?
今天神看见我们这一般人。
Therefore, when God sees us,
能够尊他为大。
When we honor him.
能够荣耀他
that we glorify him,
哦，神的脸真的是发光
then his countenance will shine,
所以他的同在就这样的浓厚、啊、
and then so his presence will be enriched,
因为我们是为着他的荣耀被创造的
because we have all been created by God, for God's glory,
我们不要忘记我们被造是为着他的荣耀
don't ever forget we were created for his glory,
所以曾经有一个刚刚蒙恩的姊妹问我一个问题啊。
There was this newborn Christian lady. She asked me this question.
她就说，这个吃饭是不是一定要祷告
？She said, "Do we always give thanks when we before we eat?"
她说我在家里面祷告不就好了吗
？She said, "Can we just pray at home?"
她说如果是在餐厅吃饭要不要祷告
？So how about when we go to a restaurant in public? Do we need to pray before meals?
我说当然要啊。
I said, "Of course."
我说为她说为什么
？She said, "Why?"
Because
that's how you glorify God.
如果你不这样祷告，人家怎么知道主耶稣呢？
Because if you don't pray, how will people know about Jesus?
我就跟他讲一个故事。
So I told her this story.
我用一个例子就跟他解释。
An example.
她那个是一个老姊妹哈。
And she was an old age woman.
所以我问她说你跟你的先生是恋爱结婚还是媒妁之言呢？
I said, when you got married with your husband, was it because you were dating and fell in love, or because you were appointed, it's an arranged marriage?
他说是恋爱。
She said, no, actually we dated and fell in love and got married.
我说你，当你跟你先生恋爱的时候。
So when you were dating.
结果他到你家，到他家的，这个是你先生家的家人中间的。
So when you visit the in-law's house.
他也不介绍说你是谁。
If he never bothered to introduce who you are.
或在朋友中间也不介绍说这是我的好朋友。
Or among his friends, he never introduced you to them.
我说你的感觉会怎么样
？How would you feel?
如果是你真的很爱这个先生
，If you truly love this guy,
你就很盼望说你们之间这个爱的故事能够。表现出来。
And you would love to be introduced as his loved girlfriend.
如果是我真正爱这个人。
And if I truly love someone.
到任何一个地方我都要介绍。
And I would introduce this beloved one.
哦，这是我的女朋友。
And I say, oh, this is my girlfriend.
哎，我们再过几天，过几个礼，过几个月要结婚了。
Before long, we shall get married.
哎，我们会觉得很荣耀。
And we feel so glorious introducing each other.
如果主耶稣在你心中的地位。
Therefore, if Jesus in your heart.
只能够在 closet.
If somebody can only hide in the closet.
那主耶稣根本没有荣耀啊
Then there's no honor for Jesus.
所以不管什么环境
Therefore, no matter where we are.
不管你在什么地方，你都要有机会的时候，就要把主耶稣彰显出来。
We shall manifest Jesus whenever there's a chance.
哇，你有机会祷告，你就祷告。
You have a chance to pray, pray.
当然真的是不容易啊。
Yeah, I know it may not be easy.
我记得当兵的时候，最大的试炼是什么
？And the greatest test when I was in the military service.
这个是吃饭祷告。
Was to pray before meal.
哎，所有的人长官呢，什么都不信主。
And because none of my colleagues were believers.
哦，当我祷告的时候。
So when I pray before meal.
奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name, amen.
这个碗筷都不见。
And all my balls and chopsticks were gone.
我真的碰过这种事。
It happened to me.
因为他借着这个机会来取笑我。
They were teasing me because of my faith.
但是不管怎么样，不吃就不吃嘛。
It's okay if my meal is gone, then I just won't eat.
我也没有说你们怎么这样子。
I did not get mad at them.
但是后来就过去了。
And that thing just passed away like that.
但是呢，以后他们就给我一个名字。
And shortly after that, they gave me this nickname.
他不叫我张昌来。
I'm not Stephen Chan anymore.
他们叫耶稣米。
I'm a Jesus freak.
感谢赞美主啊
！And I praise the Lord for that.
哎呀，现在从他们的口中提到耶稣啊
！Because they thought about Jesus when they saw me.
这就是彰显主耶稣。
And this is how I reveal Christ.
所以保罗他说啊
So Paul says,
他说不管你们是好意或者是坏意
or whether you did it in a good intent or a bad intent,
他说基督总是被传开了
whatever we do, Jesus is revealed.
主耶稣要从我身上要照常显大
and he shall shine through me.
这就是我们活在地上的目的
and this is the purpose of our living on earth.
因为这位属灵的神是看不见的
because the spiritual God is not visible.
神要借着我们看得见的这一般人把它彰显出来
and only through us visible people can see God.
我们今天要成为一个荣耀神的人
therefore we shall all become people that glorify God.
不管你在什么地方
it doesn't matter where we go.
只要有机会来彰显你是一个属神的人
whenever there's a chance we can show people that we are people of God.
我们一定要一定要彰显出
来 Then we should utilize that opportunity.
而且我们是一个属天的国民
And knowing that we are people of the heavenly kingdom.
圣这个保罗说我们是基督的大使啊
And we are just like a messenger of Christ.
这个大使啊
And this
他有一个使命啊
And this ambassador has always come with a mission.
他要把他的国家的一切的最好的显出来
is to reveal to foreigners what's best in their nation.
所以当他们参加一个国宴的时候、啊、
So when they come to this international meeting,
他一定穿他那个国家最传统的那个礼服。
They will always dress in the most traditional gown.
虽然他会讲英文
They may be fluent in English,
但是他不讲英文
But they will not speak English.
他一定讲他国家的语言
They will speak their mother tongue.
他要把他的国家一切的最最好的彰显出来
In order to manifest what's best in their country.
今天我们在地上
Same way, when we are on earth today,
我们是基督的大使。
We are ambassadors of Christ.
我们要把基督的美丽彰显出来。
We shall reveal the beauty of Christ.
神是怎样的一位？
And what kind of God we have?
我们要在地上活出来。
The same way we shall live it out.
我们要让人看见我们的主耶稣到底是怎样。
So that people can see who Jesus Christ really is.
所以保罗说道。
Therefore Paul says,
他说我们既然被主拯救了
Since we are saved by Jesus,
我们今天不再为自己活着
We no longer live for ourselves,
我们乃是为着耶稣基督这个为我们死而复活的主活
But for him who died for us and was raised again,
什么叫做为主活
What does it mean to live for Christ?
保罗讲了一句话更清楚
Paul made this statement, made it so clear,
而且是非常荣耀伟大的话
and also a great
他说我活着就是基督啊。
He said, "When I live, I am Christ."
意思就是你看见我就是看见基督。
Means when you see me, you see Christ.
今天让人看见你就是看见基督啊。
So we should let people when they see us, they see Christ.
所以今天我们活在地上是何等的紧要啊。
Therefore, it is so important for us to be on earth.
世界上的人要从我们身上要看见基督啊。
So the people in this world can see Christ through us.
所以主耶稣讲到。
That's why when Jesus spoke,
对他的门徒说你们若有彼此相爱的心
He said, if you love one another,
众人就认出你们是我的门徒
People will recognize that you are my disciples.
世界上的人怎么认识我们是属于基督的
How can people in this world recognize that we belong to Christ?
我们彼此相爱
It's that when we love one another,
我们要为主活着
So we shall live for Christ.
我们要让主从我们身上彰显出来
And we shall let Christ be seen through us.
而我们今天在地上
And when we live in this world,
要把主耶稣一切的美德都彰显出来
We shall manifest all his great virtues.
今天神在我们身上的期望实在是太大
And he has such a great expectation of us.
我们不要小看自己
Don't look down on ourselves.
不要觉得说我算不得什么
Don't think that we are insignificant.
我们每一个人都很重要
Each one of us is very important.
我们所到之处基督也到
Because everywhere we go, Christ goes.
在台湾有一个卖水果的一个老太太
And there was this old lady who sells fruits and groceries in Taiwan.
她就在那个岗位上就彰显基督了
But she could manifest Christ at her job site.
因为每一个人一到她的店里面嘛
Because whoever visited her little store,
人就看见一个微笑
They would see a smiley face.
一个喜乐
A joyful face.
每一个人都到那里就觉得好亲切。
Everybody felt welcome when they visit her house, her store.
这个很热情的款待这些要买东西的人。
And she will receive them with great warmth.
所以 人就很容易就问他说，哎，你怎么会这么喜乐？
So very often people ask her, how come you're so happy?
他们到别的家没有这样的一个情形。
Because when I visit other stores, they don't welcome me like you do.
然后他就说，因为我信耶稣。
She will reply by saying, because I believe in Jesus.
单单就买水果，就很多人被带到主的面前。
And other people were brought to Christ because of buying fruits from her.
今天不管你的工作是什么。
So it doesn't matter what kind of job we have.
每一个人都可以彰显基督。
Everyone can.Manifest Christ.
每一人都可以为主而活着。
And everyone can live for the Lord.
你只要照着主的心意活的时候。
Just live according to the heart of God.
众人就要从我们身上看见基督。
When we do so, people can see Christ.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要把主耶稣一切的美丽彰显出来。
We shall manifest all the good virtues of Jesus Christ.
最后，我们活在地上的目的是什么？
So what is the purpose of us living on earth?
侍奉神。
Is to serve God.
侍奉神两方面。
There are two aspects to this.
第一个是传扬耶稣基督。
One is to preach about Jesus Christ.
让主的福音传扬出去。
Let the gospel of Christ be preached.
让许多的世人进到神的国度的里面。
Let many people in this world can enter into God's kingdom.
所以主耶稣说，你们要去是万民做我的门徒。
That's why Jesus sent us forth, goes, go make nations my disciples.
这个永远是我们基督徒的使命。
And this will always be the mission of us Christians.
不管我们信主有多久。
It doesn't matter how long we have believed.
不管我们成为一个非常老练的基督徒。
Whether we are experienced.
永远不要忘记我们的使命是要传福音。
Don't ever forget we will always have the mission which is to preach the gospel.
你碰见任何一个人。
Whoever you encounter.
你只要问他说你信主了没有。
Just ask them, do you believe in Jesus?
你要不要参加我们的教会。
Do you like to come to our church?
哎，我们聚会真的是很喜乐。
We have such a joyful gathering.
就把教会里面许多好的全部都讲出来。
Just share with them what's good about God's church.
不管他那当时接不接受没有关系。
It doesn't matter if he accepts your invitation at a time or not.
到有一天他一定想到的。
One day he will be reminded.
哦，要信耶稣一定找全红弟兄。
Oh, if I don't want to believe in Jesus, I remember always call Brother Joseph.
哎，如果要喜乐一定找神保罗弟兄。
And want joy, go find Paul.
哎，如果是每一个人都觉得这样的话，真是太好了。
If everybody does that, that would be great.
我们是耶稣基督的大使。
We are the ambassadors of Jesus Christ.
我们是主耶稣所指派要传福音的使者。
We are the appointed messenger of His gospel.
另外一方面，我们要在教会中侍奉。
Another aspect, we shall serve in the house of God.
既从仇敌的手中被救出来。
Since we have been delivered from the hands of the enemy.
是要叫我们终身在他面前用圣洁公义来侍奉。
We shall serve our God with righteousness and holiness all the days of our life.
为什么我们被主拯救？
Because we have been delivered.
我们为的是要侍奉神。
We're rescued because we can save.
以色列人为什么要出埃及？
Why the Israelites have to get out of Egypt?
只有一个目的。
There's only one purpose.
在山上侍奉我。
Is that they can go and serve God on the mountain.
我们今天我们的使命是为着在地上侍奉神。
And we have a mission on earth is to serve God on earth.
我们要把基督的爱侍奉出去。
And through our service, the love of Christ can be seen.
我们要把基督的赦免侍奉出去。
And the forgiveness of Christ can be flowed out.
我们要把基督一切的救恩侍奉出去。
And the salvation of Jesus Christ can flow through us.
流泪的。
Those who are in tears.
我们要把安慰带出去。
We shall bring comfort to them.
没有盼望的。
Those are without hope.
我们要把天上的盼望带给他们。
We shall give them hope of heaven.
所有痛苦的。
All those are in suffering.
我们要把天上的喜乐带进。
We shall bring joy into their life.
今天我们在地上的目的，我们在地上的使命何等的神圣。
Therefore, the purpose and mission we have on living on earth is so important.
神的福音要传扬出去。
God's gospel needs to be preached.
必须借着我们这一班人。
It has to be done through us.
没有办法借着这些石头。
Not through stones or rocks.
不能借着这些不会说话的东西。
Not through things that cannot open their mouths.
那也是借着我们这一班人。
But through us.
只要把主耶稣传扬出去。
Just preach about Jesus Christ.
主的心得到满足。
His heart will be satisfied.
神的国度要扩大。
The kingdom of God will be expanded through us.
在教会中。
In his house,
我们彼此侍奉。
We serve one another.
不管是年长、年轻、年幼的。
Doesn't matter of our age.
神要我们全民来侍奉他。
God wants all of us to serve.
因为我们是君尊的祭司。
For we are His honorable priests.
祭司就是受到侍奉。
And priests has this major function, which is to serve.
不要小看我们自己。
Do not despise ourselves.
因为神要借着我们把他一切的美德侍奉出来。
Because through us, God's virtue can be seen.
感谢赞美主。
I thank and praise the Lord.
我们是个罪人。
We are sinners.
我们蒙了最大的恩典。
But being, received the greatest grace.
我们被主拯救。
We are saved by the Lord.
为的是叫我们来侍奉他。
So that we can serve.
让地上看见我们是属神的。
So that people can see that we belong to Him.
借着我们让世人看见我们的神。
Through us, people can see our God.
但愿神恩待我们。
May the Lord bless us.